Welcome back, everyone, to our podcast room. This is yours truly, Corrine Lawrence, actress, producer, and writer, back again with another riveting podcast. You can follow me on my Instagram and Facebook at Corrine Lawrence Actor. That's CORRINELAURANCEACTOR. And also on my website at CorrineLawrenceActor.com. You can also follow me on IMDb, which is the media website. Just type in those four letters, IMDb, then type in my name, and you'll get a complete media listing of all my entertainment work. All right, so let's get started. The topic for today is passion. Passion. That seven-little word that lurks within all of us. It seems that everyone has something that they're absolutely longing to do. I know that a day doesn't even go by in my own life without my hearing people everywhere echoing their frustrations about how they're living their lives doing something that they really don't want to be doing. I hear friends and family members, neighbors, I even hear restaurant servers and some random airplane passengers who voice their feelings and sometimes even sadness about their not doing what they've been dreaming of doing. What I find interesting is that what seems to resonate among all these people is that they share the same thing in common, and that is an extreme desire to be doing what their dreams are calling them to do. That is their driving passion. But can your passion really be followed? Why should anyone, even me, follow our passion? Why is it so very important to so many people that it seems to be the first thing that jumps out in their conversations with me? I truly believe that passion is absolutely necessary to have a fulfilling life. So what does passion really do for us? You know, if you really stop and think about it, passion does amazing things for us for free. It brings out people's hidden talents, their gifts. Passion creates enthusiasm and inspires creativity. It uncovers ingenuity. It fuels hope in people. It sparks ideas that can even lead to inventions. It often offers solutions, and it drives ambition in all of us. I notice that passion even brings out happiness, and I've seen even passion improving self-esteem. It truly motivates us, and it definitely stirs up excitement within us. For me, it stimulates artistry. It seems to bring so much self-satisfaction. And passion even fosters new friendships and relationships. People who follow their passion notice that their depression even gets curbed. It seems to create opportunities where there were none. Passion can make such a difference in the world. It even saves lives. So what does it mean to follow a passion? Well, I'll speak about myself. For me, it allows me to do what I love. It can illuminate what is uniquely you. Some have told me that it stimulates their critical thinking skills and encourages them to actually have a positive outlook about so many things. I know that so many people love following their passion because it gives them a chance to really do what they're really good at. And following a passion isn't like going to work every day or going to school every day. Passion has no timelines or deadlines. That's the beauty of it. And passion actually gives purpose to my life. People have asked me, how can following their passion even begin to fit into their work schedules or school schedules? Or if you're a mom or a working dad at home, how does it fit into your kids' schedules? I say, discover or decide what you're passionate about. And then start by setting time aside at every chance, every single day, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And use that 5 minutes to start pursuing a passion, whether it's painting or playing piano or writing novels. Maybe you want to learn Italian or whatever it is. But whatever it is, it absolutely matters because it matters to you. You are important. And your passions are a part of who you are. So why not start now and spend time doing something you love? I say go for it. All right, hey, we're all out of time today, so stay tuned for my next podcast coming soon. And good luck following your passions. This is Corrine Lawrence signing off.